252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. At Michigan State University, yet another mass shooting in America. An unidentified gunman wearing a mask and with no affiliation to the school opened fire in two buildings, killing three students before taking his own life. Five others are hospitalized in critical condition. Classes for students canceled for the next 2 days.
Everyone's freaked out. Everyone's terrified.
Still, no word on a motive. The death toll in the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, now at least 37,000 people. So far, about 8,000 people have been pulled out of the rubble. ABC's Marcus Moore is there.
With so many buildings collapsing, Turkish authorities now issuing more than 100 arrest warrants for people allegedly involved in constructing some of them.
New warnings in Ukraine over fighting in the east. Officials there say the Ukrainian military may be losing ground to the Russian forces. And NATO now says Ukraine is using up ammo faster than it can be resupplied. This is ABC News. A week and a half after that suspected Chinese spy balloon was shot down off the coast of the Carolinas, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby now tells ABC News.
They were able to bring up some parts of the debris, some of the structure of the payload itself. Some of those include some of the electronics. I don't want to get into too much detail, but we are starting to get things up off the bottom of the ocean there and try to get it analyzed by the FBI.
The military also investigating three other objects shot down in recent days. Another Republican in the presidential race.
I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president.
Haley, the U.N. ambassador under former President Trump, now officially running against him for the GOP nomination in 2024, making the announcement in a video out this morning. And a new push for more pay for teachers. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders proposing a bill that would set a minimum salary of $60,000 a year for teachers. Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants automatic voter registration in Wisconsin. More details of his two-year state budget proposal are coming out ahead of his budget address tomorrow night. Evers wants to connect the databases for the DMV and the Elections Commission, so when you get your driver's license or renew it, you're registered to vote. The governor is also proposing a number of other voting initiatives, even though they're not expected to become part of the final budget. Public health officials in Madison want to make State Street safer. The City County Health Department is using crime data to find out what areas need improvement. Streetlights are getting brighter, and the health department is offering awareness training so bystanders can spot trouble. In sports, the Bucks go for their 11th win in a row at home tonight against Boston. The Badgers host Michigan. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, with Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, I can dig it. Solid, right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Connor?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Yeah, man, it's going to be 45 to 50 degrees again today, man, and it's still amazing to me, man. This winter has been everything that anybody could have wished for who is not somebody who loves winter sports. Let me put it that way. Man, it's one of my favorite winters of all time. Very few sub-zero days and very little snow. So anyway, it'll go down as one of my all-time favorite winters. But anyway, it's, man, it's Valentine's Day. And not only is it Valentine's Day, man, you know what else it is? Man, it is my anniversary. It's my one-year anniversary at WAUK, 540 AM WAUK, and it hardly seems possible. I remember when I was told that I would be doing radio 3 hours a day again. And initially I just did not know how to take it. And they said, well, you'll be doing it out of Waukesha. Waukesha. And so, to be quite honest with you and frank with you, I had never even been in Waukesha ever. At that time, 67 years of living, had never been inside of Waukesha. So when I was told that, you know, where the studio was, had no idea where it was in what was going on, and I have to say, it's been a really good year, and I want to thank everybody who's taken the time out to listen, you know, to what it is we are attempting to do, especially not only here at 540 AM WAUK, but overall Civic Media and all of its different platforms. I am so honored to be a part of such a progressive leaning group of people who know that there's something wrong in our society, and the fact that the society, in many instances, this divide has to somehow change. But the phone line's open as always at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Interested in your thoughts about what I'm attempting to do as a talk show host. Certainly I would be honored to hear your opinions on whether or not I've been, doing all right, or whether or not I've just blown the whole thing. It is more than a notion to talk with a listening audience who, in many instances, does not share the same kind of background that you have, which is what I clearly have lived in a integrated community, and very much integrated in the city of Milwaukee, and being a person who has a Democrat leaning views on many things, and I understand it's new for the listening audience, because as a person of color talking to a predominantly white audience, it's not an easy undertaking. And if you would think about it on the reverse side, if there was, a white host talking to a predominantly black audience, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day for a year, it's not, happening anywhere else. I can't think of anywhere else that there's a host in my position who has to have the kind of dialogue that I have with my listening audience. And I'm honored, because people who haven't known me from Adam have gotten an opportunity to get to know a little bit about me and my beliefs, and hopefully you've gotten to know really who I am, because who I am is who I present Monday through Friday on these airwaves, and have ever since I had an opportunity to come on the air. And I'll tell you, there are times when, I'm looking for material to bring before you again Monday through Friday, that I'll sometimes say, I don't know. This might be a little risque. But I've come to realize that who I am is who I am. I can't be anybody else. Can you imagine at this juncture in one's life not knowing who you are and being frustrated with, I don't want to talk about that because it may offend somebody. So what I do every day that I'm on these airways, before I bring any information to you guys, I always run it through my computer. And I ask the question, is it the truth? That's always the first thing that comes to my mind on anything that I'm going to talk about on these airways. Is it the truth? Is it right? Because those are the principles, the main principles that I have used in my life and on a daily basis and continue to use. And we'll do that until, the evil consequences of time take me away from here. So every day you can rest assured that I'm on these airways. We're going to talk about what's right, which has no color, no religious affiliation. It doesn't matter whether you have money or not. whether you're male or female, black or white, none of those things are going to matter because they don't matter in my life. Again, what matters is whether or not it's right or it's wrong. And so over this year, I've learned so much. I've learned a lot about Waukesha. And, you know, when you come into a situation blind because you don't know, and, you know, I had people say to me, hey Earl, you're going to Waukesha, man? What? People's misconceptions of other people are kind of at the root of what is wrong in the society. Misconceptions of what Waukesha is based on what people who've never been to Waukesha say. It's no different than the people in Waukesha and their misconceptions of the city of Milwaukee because they don't know, haven't spent time there, or don't know the people there. That was the same thing. When I came here and people said, you mean to tell me you're going to be sitting in front of all those glass windows on Wisconsin Avenue in Waukesha? Are you crazy? And my response was, no, I'm not crazy. What I'm not is I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of things and people I don't know. I can't live my life in a manner that I'm quaking and shaking when I enter into an area of people I don't know. That's not how I've ever lived my life. It's not how I'm ever going to live my life. And so here it is, 365 days later, I'm still sitting on Wisconsin Avenue. I'm still looking out the window here at 5:40 a.m. WAUK, waving at people every morning who walk past this window, be they black or white. And we've just kind of gotten to a point. We've just gotten to a point where people realize. They realize that I'm not the enemy. I realize that they're not the enemy. That's how you begin to work things out in a society. And it's an easy thing to do. Don't prejudge people. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. For those of you who've been listening, I'd be honored to hear your thoughts about my first year. 5:40 a.m. WAUK. We'll be right back. Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost
done. We almost did it. We still got to get through today. But we did it. We live to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app. Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with scattered rain showers likely. Highs around 50. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Isolated rain showers likely. Tonight, lows around 41. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for isolated rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 43. Cloudy. 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
To the Earl Ingram Show. And look, this is dedicated to my wife, Allie. Tom, hang on. We'll be right back. It's okay.
Now it's not as bad like you thought it would be. Come on, baby, take my heart. I love you still. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. That's for my lovely bride of over 41 years, Allie Ingram. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. You say what, man?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, what is the name of that song?
Norman Connors, I'm Sending You This Valentine.
Norman Connors. It's like Connor, huh? Connors.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great song, right? Valentine.
Oh, man. You know what? I'll tell you one thing about you, Earl, that everyone out there in the listening audience should know is you are such a genuine person. I've never met you personally, but I know one thing. I have met other radio, progressive radio show hosts personally. I'm not talking about Crudy because he's also genuine as can be. But I think the other day when someone called in and almost was misty eye about Rush Limbaugh, I can guarantee that person that if Rush Limbaugh saw him on the street, he wouldn't even say hello. Whereas I know that if when I meet you, you know what, we'll hang together, we'll have a good time and have breakfast or whatever be. And you're just genuine. And that's not, even when on the progressive side of the aisle with some different radio show people out there, that is not common. Some people think they're too big for themselves. And the thing is, I just want to thank you for being the genuine person that you are and the person that's actually looking for solutions and not someone that's just trying to sit in the puddle of mud. I love intelligent conversation. I'm not one of those morning zoo people and all that kind of stuff. I am someone that likes stimulating, here's a problem, let's find a solution for it. And I just thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the fact that you are a true, genuine person, and you're someone that's not doing all of this for ratings. You're someone, ratings fall because everyone follows you because they love your show and they love what you have to say and what it is that you have to do.
Tom, I'm honored, and let me say this. I am the person who's before this microphone, and I will say this to you. Man, I'm honored that you have taken the time out to listen because, you know, where would I be, where would we be without listeners like you? We got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much. Mary, hang on, and CJ, be right back.
The Show.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. At Michigan State University, yet another mass shooting in America. An unidentified gunman wearing a mask and with no affiliation to the school opened fire in two buildings, killing three students before taking his own life. Five others are hospitalized in critical condition. Classes for students canceled for the next 2 days.
Everyone's freaked out. Everyone's terrified.
Still, no word on a motive. The death toll in the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, now at least 37,000 people. So far, about 8,000 people have been pulled out of the rubble. ABC's Marcus Moore is there.
With so many buildings collapsing, Turkish authorities now issuing more than 100 arrest warrants for people allegedly involved in constructing some of them.
New warnings in Ukraine over fighting in the east. Officials there say the Ukrainian military may be losing ground to the Russian forces. And NATO now says Ukraine is using up ammo faster than it can be resupplied. This is ABC News.
Inside. Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Big money from outside Wisconsin could push spending on this spring's Wisconsin Supreme Court race north of $7 million by next week's primary. That puts the race well on its way to breaking the record $10 million spent on the 2020 campaign. The outcome of the election will likely decide whether the high court tilts conservative or liberal. Governor Evers wants to spend $290 million on upkeep at American Family Field over the next 20 years to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The governor's one-time payment to the baseball park district is part of his state budget proposal. The money would come out of Wisconsin's $7 billion surplus. In sports, the Bucks go for their 11th win in a row tonight at home against Boston. The Badgers host Michigan. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Of the Earl Ingram Show, and anniversary of 540 AM WAUK simultaneously. And just wondered what your thoughts are with what I'm doing. My good friend, Mary. Hey, Mary, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Anniversary. I do personally know you as a genuine and a positive family and community person. And I truly believe that as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., looks on you, he's saying, right on, Earl. Keep on with your love for people. We're going to continue listening to you in our home here in Wauwatosa. Thank you, thank you.
You know, Mary, thank you. You know, we, you and I and your family and my family have a great connection, and you know that you know, every day I wake up, it's with the thought of making somebody else's life better. And you are the same way. And we have a great connection. But thank you. I really appreciate it. Let's go to CJ from Stoughton. CJ, what's going on, man?
Well, Earl, I bet you did not think you'd get a happy Valentine's Day from me and a happy anniversary. I really do appreciate you, Earl. I know we banter back and forth on pretty much most issues, but I think you are a genuine, caring, loving person, and I can't wait to meet you in person because I really do appreciate your efforts. We don't see solutions maybe the same way, but I think we want the same thing, and it's just how do we get there? But I do appreciate you. I'm not going to argue with you on this phone call, but I really do enjoy your show. Most of the hosts don't take my calls anymore. I call, but they won't pick up. You still have, I guess, the ability to banter, and I really do enjoy
your show. Well, you know, CJ, everybody's got something to say. And the thing that I've noticed in my trek in radio, I'm not trained in radio. Maybe that's what helps. And so I too used to be a caller, and the one thing that I do, I know more than others, is give the caller, an amount of time that they can get their point across. That is not done in radio anywhere, Republican or Democrat, conservative or Democrat or liberal. And I do that because, again, I too was a caller, and I want everybody to know that they are part of the show. It's not the Earl Ingram show, right? And it's not that I'm so big and so powerful and I'm all-knowing. When people call here, I want them to feel comfortable. I want them to feel like they're not going to be rushed off the line. So I can continue to talk about how great I am and everything that I know. I've noticed that about radio over the years, and it's the one thing that I said I would never do or never be if I ever got to an opportunity to do what I'm doing now. And so that's my main belief, is everybody gets an opportunity to speak their piece, and that I'm not the guy who knows everything, man. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dave from San Francisco. Good morning, Dave. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, howdy, Earl. And happy Valentine's Day, Waukegan. And I got a cousin out there, third cousin, I think it is. So happy Valentine's Day, Sturgis. Hey, I don't know if you've heard, apparently, you know, that crooked congressman from New York, George Santos? He apparently lent himself $700,000, and he apparently didn't have $700,000 to lend himself, so it apparently was like dirty money that he converted into his political campaign. And according to the Supreme Court ruling of last summer that went toward Ted Cruz was trying to lend himself money through his political campaign, and the limit was $250,000 that you could get repaid. There were campaign contribution limits, right? So apparently the crooked Supreme Court said, oh, no, sky's the limit now. So now mysterious money can be lent to political campaigns in the name of the candidate, and then they get to pay themselves back from the campaign coffers. And so I'm just wondering if we could get Kevin McCarthy. You know, he claims to be a conservative, and he claims, and the Republicans claim to be conservatives, and conservatives don't believe in bribes, and they don't believe in money laundering, and apparently this could be a great bipartisan issue to make sure that there's some limits put on whether or not a political campaign can be used as a dirty money, organized crime slush fund.
Well, you know, Dave, what people claim to be and who they are two altogether different things, as you well know. You've lived long enough to figure that out. And so at the root of all these things, and this is another one of those things, Dave, what I try to do is get the American people to think about what is actually in the sausage, right? That's the United States of America. What's in it? And it's one thing to, you know, to talk about the nostalgia of it and, you know, and the founding fathers and all of those things, but you have to drill down into it. And once you drill down into it, man, you realize there's some dirty, rotten things that are going on.
Go ahead. Yeah, like the money is, hypothetically, money is supposed to reflect our reputation. You know, like your credit rating is your reputation. And so America's debt limit is America's reputation. And if America all of a sudden allows dirty money to be handed out to politicians who are going to set the reputation for America, that's like sabotage.
That's America's economic reputation. There's another reputation in this country that I think far exceeds its economic reputation. And so clearly, you know, I would agree with you that the fact that that goes on in broad daylight and we have elected officials who refuse to even correct that. You know what I mean? It just slides past. And I understand why it slides past, Dave, because people are too busy in their daily lives. And I know all of our lives are complicated, you know. I don't know many that are as complicated and complex as mine, but I choose to make my life complex. But
sure.
Oh, go ahead, Dave.
Well, I'm just thinking in terms of, I don't know if you ever heard, in between World War I and World War II, they had what was called hyperinflation in Germany. And the money got so crazy that they actually had to have wheelbarrows full of money to buy a loaf of bread. Now, if you can imagine the cost of printing Deutschmarks, and you know, you hire specialists, and you got to have special paper and all this sort of thing, and you actually have to have a wheelbarrow full of those notes in order to get a loaf of bread that it took 40 minutes to make. And so the idea that these crooked politicians, they're basically organized crime, pretending to be politicians. You know, there's anybody in their right mind would want to make sure that America's reputation is kept sound, because the dollars that you got in the bank or the dollars you got hidden in your closet are going to be as worthless as those hyperinflated.
So, Dave, let me say this to you, because ever since I was a young boy, I remember reading, and I forgot what book it was in, and there was a prediction that one day $100 bills in America will be used to light cigars, because the value of those dollars will eventually wind up worthless. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, of course, they were doing that back in the roaring 20s as they were making imaginary money out of thin air. You know, so we've gone, America's gone through cycles of dirty money and corruption and trying to clean up the act and getting America's reputation back on standard. And in fact, you know, like right now where we've got bad inflation, but it's not crazy inflation. For example, like I was talking about those hyperinflated German marks. I got my grandfather's old stamp collection, and he had a whole bunch of the postage stamps from back then. And there's one of them that is a 50,000 mark postage stamp. Now, normally a pfennig is their penny, and it would probably be about a pfennig to send a postage stamp, a letter across town. But they had 50,000 marks. And then it was overprinted with $2 billion. So if you can imagine America's reputation becoming so worthless because organized crime is running the economy, not the people.
So, Dave, let me say this to you before I let you go. America is not immune to what has impacted and affected other nations long term. We are part of the human family, and what has happened in other parts of the human family can happen in our nation. And if we aren't careful, if we don't focus on what, you know, I like to talk about on a daily basis, we will wind up there. And so, you know, I understand people don't want to think about America in that context, Dave, but America is susceptible, again, because even though we're Americans, we're part of the human family, man. And
And old trick, different day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, I'm a history nut, so it's the old tricks, but, new back to roots.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it, man. I continue to talk about for this first segment of the show, you know, what it is that we are doing. And if there's something that you think you would like me to follow, you know, it's your show, not mine, because if you are listening, that means you are participating. If there's some direction, something you think I need to focus on, 844-967-2789, because, you know, and even if somebody doesn't say, Earl, focus on this, trust me, I got a lot to focus on, and I'm focusing on a lot of different things, man, because as I enter into, you know, the last quarter century of my life, there's so many different things that impact me as I look over, you know, the first half, three quarters of my life. Everything interests me. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with scattered rain showers likely. Highs around 50. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Isolated rain showers likely. Tonight, lows around 41. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for isolated rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 43. Cloudy. 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, my guess that's going to be coming in is a historian, especially Black Milwaukee. Claiborne Benson is his name. He is the curator of the Wisconsin's Black Historical Society. And so, you know, I think it's important. It's still Black History Month. And I think it's important that when you hear the history of, and none better to talk about the history of the state of Wisconsin, the Black history story, and also the important role that the state of Wisconsin played in slavery and in freeing slaves, I think will certainly open many of our eyes that we've never even known. I mean, this is why history is so important and why I get so frustrated when I hear people say, well, we don't want that history to be taught. Well, there's some great history. There's some great history about the role that the state of Wisconsin played many towns and villages in this state to address what was going on during the times of slavery in this nation. A eyesore, a stain that should never, ever be forgotten. And the fact that of all the states in the United States, that Wisconsin and the ancestors of many in this listening audience played in helping to, you know, help people during those tragic times. So Claiborne Benson is going to be here, and he clearly has his pulse and finger on that history. And I hope you'll join us in the next hour as he comes on and really kind of sets the table to taking us back to those times and what people were feeling and dealing with. I couldn't begin to imagine, as a person who was a slave, who from the South and you know, escaped and was able to, through Harriet Tubman. Connor, you know of Harriet Tubman and
Underground Railroad.
Yeah. And the fact that one woman had that kind of courage, man. And to think about it, man, to come all the way from the South, all the way up to Wisconsin and up through Canada. And the fact that in a segregated state like Wisconsin, there were people who were willing to put their lives on the line for people they didn't know. Because, again, based on the principle that I live my life, right and wrong, I'm not alone in that. There were people across this state who did just that. And so Claiborne Benson is going to be able to come in and talk about that. And it's going to be very interesting. Conversation, trust me, it really will. But the last thing I want to say before we, you know, go to Claiborne Benson is thank all of you again. It's been an unbelievable year. I'm one of the who was the guy? I think it was Ty Cobb who said, "I'm the luckiest man in the world." Well, I might not be as lucky as Ty Cobb, but I am a pretty lucky guy. The fact that I get to come in here and do this Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day, is still an unbelievable happening in my life, because I'm an average guy. I'm a blue collar worker, man. I'm Joe Q Public. That's who I am. I'm nobody other than that, right? Zero college, you know, not 5 seconds in any college course. high school graduate, you know, graduated in 1972, have not had any class or course since 1972. And yet I'm given this platform, and I need to thank, you know, Mike Krupp and the Devil's Advocate, who took a flyer on me and who thought I had something of value and importance to say. And, you know, if it wasn't for Mike, I would still be in the scrap heap of radio talk shows, and my 15 minutes of fame would have been over. So I need to thank Mike Krupp and Sage Wheel, you know, the owners of this magnificent and wonderful platform that still give me an opportunity, you know, Monday through Friday, to come here and share my thoughts and people that I know with you. And I'll forever be grateful to those men and to you for these opportunities. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.